بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. In the previous ayats we read of the Munafiq, Akhnas ibn Qais, and the great harm that he caused. And on the other side, the great sincere Muslim, Suhaib ibn Rumi, how he sacrificed all his possessions to make hijrat and go to Medina Sharif. And that was a great business deal that he did with Allah Ta'ala, and Allah was very pleased with him. Yeah, in this ayat now, Allah explains that when you enter into Islam, then enter with complete sincerity and enter into Islam completely and fully. Not half-half, that a person enters fully into Islam. This ayat was revealed with regard to Abdullah ibn Salam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which was a very prominent and great rabbi of the Jewish people, and others also who accepted Islam and were sincere Muslims. But they had come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Shaitan whispered in their ears and told them, and they came and asked for this permission to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if we are permitted, that we still observe our Sabbath on the day of the Saturday, which is the big day for the Jews, and that if we are still permitted, that we don't eat camel meat and we don't drink milk. This was haram for the Jews in their religion. That they had requested from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and also if they can still be permitted to read the Torah. So Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat and said, when you have entered into Islam, enter fully. And what Shaitan had whispered into their ears, that to honor the Sabbath, the Saturday for the Jewish people, that is a meritorious act for the Jews. And Islam hasn't, there is nowhere in the Quran or in the Hadith where it is said, don't respect the days or the Saturday. And also camel meat and milk, that in the Jewish religion it was haram. And nowhere in the Quran has it come that you must not, it is farad, that you eat camel meat or that you drink milk. So in other words, there is, and this is the same thing many of us ask, show me in the Quran where is this farad. Show me in the Quran where is this haram. And this ayat clearly explains that when you enter into Islam, then what Islam has told you, that you must do. So Allah Ta'ala says, now that you have entered into Islam, there is no room that you still honor the Sabbath, the Saturday, and that you stay away from camel meat and milk, or that you read the Torah. So Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّ. اے ایمان والو, داخل ہو جاؤ اسلام میں پورے. O people of Iman, enter into Islam fully and completely. For us it applies that we have some Western way of life and some Islamic way of life. If anyone tells us that this Western way of life, this modernism, liberalism which you have in you, this is not correct. And they say, show me where is it in the Quran. This is where it is in the Quran, that you must enter fully into Islam. And when you are fully in Islam, there is no room for Westernism, for any other way of life. In our dressing, in our lifestyle, in everything, we must enter fully into Islam. And this is what is called bid'at. That is a new thing, that you stay away, like for example for the Jews, that they stay away from camel meat and from milk. And they said that we will believe that it is permissible, but in our actions we won't have it. So Allah, that is what is bid'at, to bring some new thing into Islam, to make a haram thing halal, and to make a halal thing haram. These are very dangerous things. So Allah Ta'ala forbade from that totally. And further Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ اور مَتْ چَلُوا قَدْمُوا پَرْ شَيْطَانِ كَي. And do not step on the footsteps of Shaitan. Shaitan, who is putting this in your mind and in your head, that you should, you are permitted, you can stay away from camel meat, from milk. And that was the religion of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And you are not doing, if you stay away from that, you are not doing against the religion of Islam. And in your heart you have the belief that it is permissible. But your loyalties to some extent are still with the other religion. And when you enter Islam, then the Nasikh, the religion that has cancelled all other religion, then all the Mansukh, the cancelled religion, they must not be followed at all. Now follow Islam completely. The modern time for us, we want to follow Islam also, but we want to accommodate Western way of life also. With their teachings, whatever their teachings are, all and those teachings are mainly from the atheists, whether they are the scientists, whether they are the politicians, whether it is the media. But we want to accommodate them, we want to be good Muslims also, and we want to be with the times also. That as the time is going, we want to be part of that also. We want our namaz also, we want our sports also. We want our Ramadan also, we want our TV also. We want everything. Allah Ta'ala says, that is not correct at all. Allah will take you to task severely for that. When you have entered Islam, enter fully into Islam, so full that there is no more time left for TV. And there is no more time left for your sports, the haram sports. There is no time left for that. And you are fully into Islam. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ بِيشَكْ وَتُمْهَارَ سَرِيحْ دُشْمَنْ هَي. Remember that undoubtedly Shaitan is your open enemy. And he is putting this in your mind that you don't have to be one-sided. You must have a balanced life. And a balanced life is correct. We say a balanced life, but we take the wrong meaning of it. Balanced life is that see to the rights of your body also. And see to your deen also, the rights of Allah Ta'ala. A balanced life is not that we live an Islamic life and we live a Western alien way of life. And we call that a balanced life. We use the right argument for the right, for the wrong purposes. This is a very dangerous thing, and these are all the whisperings of Shaitan, that we want to be all-sided. And what is permitted in Islam, that is permitted. But what is haram, we cannot allow that. Any Western way of life, any alien way of life, whether it is from the East or the West, whether it is an Indian way of life or an Arab way of life, any way of life which is against the Sunnat way of life, that is totally abhorred. And we are required, according to this ayat, that we enter into Islam fully, and we don't follow on the footsteps of Shaitan and what Shaitan whispers in our ears. And what Shaitan whispers in our ears, that we think we are now very smart and clever, and we are the know-all, and we know what a house thing should be. But actually, that's all the whisperings of Shaitan. And we are following in his footsteps. The right way is to follow deen. This is just exactly as the munafiqeen, the hypocrites used to say, when they are told that they must follow the true deen and the sahaba, then they used to say, anu'minu kama amana sufaha. Na'uzu billah. Must we bring iman? They should refer to the sahaba, na'uzu billah, as this stupid people. They are just all ears. What they are told, they just follow. We think properly what we have to do. We are wise, we are clever, and we see. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ala innahum humus sufaha. That what they think they so clever, Allah declares they are stupid. They don't know what they are doing. They are following Shaitan, and they are thinking they are very clever. And they know what must be done, what must not be done. And unfortunately, those elements are right in our midst till today also. Anyone who says follow Quran directly, follow Hadith properly, we say leave these people alone. We must see the times also. We must see where we are living also. We must see our conditions also. Islam says in all conditions follow Allah and His Rasul. What He has commanded you with, you follow that, and you don't go with the times. You don't go with the flow. A true mu'min is one who goes against the tide. and who go against the flow, who follows the true Islam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this ayat there are great, great lessons for us to take it and bring it in our lives. Not just to know it, not just to talk and hear about it, but to practice it. And when a person will get that full enjoyment, that full meal of Islam, then he will get that full enjoyment. If we just get part of it, if we are eating half good food and half we are eating poison, we can well imagine how that will destroy us. We can be eating the most healthy food, food with all the vitamins and everything, but then we are having some poison also. So we are having Islam also, which we want. Ramadan, we are the best Muslims. We go for Hajj Umrah, we go in Jamaat, Khanqah, we are the best Muslims. But then when it's holiday time, then we are the best non-Muslims also. Our dressing also, lacks in our namaz also, everything then we carry on in a different way. In that way a person can never get the enjoyment of Islam. And he will never know what the benefits and goodness of Islam is. When he's a perfect and true Muslim, then he will see the benefit and he will enjoy it in his heart, in his life also. May Allah give us all tawfiq.